Varick gave a gruff yelp of pleasure, lurched forward a couple of paces, and then resumed its hobbling plod, in unison with, but now a good 2 yards ahead, of its master. From time to time it glanced backwards to check that its master was still there, that all was well, and that nothing was going to jump out and bite them. Moving thus, they slowly rounded a long bend in the drive, the man hunched inside a long dark coat, despite the easy temperature of the evening. After a few minutes they passed on their left the entrance to the zoo, which had been such a drain on the estate's limited resources. There were very few animals left in it now. A couple of goats, a chicken, and a capybara, the world's largest rodent. There was also a special guest animal in the zoo at the moment, being housed temporarily while its normal quarters in Chatsfield Zoo were being rebuilt. Desmond, the animal's name was Desmond, had only been in residence for a couple of weeks so far, but its presence had, not surprisingly, caused a bit of a stir in the village of Little Ranting. As the man and his dog passed the entrance to the zoo, they paused for a moment, and then turned and looked at it again. The low, wooden gate, which should have been secured at this time of night, was standing open. The dog whimpered and snuffled around on the ground, which seemed to have been scuffed and churned up a little. The man hobbled up to the open gate and peered into the darkness beyond. Among the low huddle of buildings, all was darkness, except for a single dim light which glowed from the hut where Roy Harrison, Desmond's keeper from Chatsfield, was staying. Nothing untoward, no sign of movement. So why was the gate open? It probably meant nothing. Most things, the man would have told you if you had asked him, probably meant nothing. Nevertheless, he summoned his dog with a gruff syllable and limped crossly through the gate, closing it behind them. Slowly, grindingly, they made their way along the gravel path to the single source of light, Roy Harrison's temporary abode. The place seemed quiet. The man rapped sharply on the door and listened. No answer. He knocked again. Still nothing. He opened the door. It wasn't locked, but then there was probably no reason for it to be. As he pushed his way into the tiny dark hallway, his nose twitched at an odd smell. Zookeeper's lodgings were exactly where you would expect to find a vast and rich range of odd smells, but not necessarily this particular sweet, cloying one. The dog let out a very, very slight little yelp. On the right side of the hallway was a door, the source of both the light that could be seen from outside and the fragrance which could be smelt within. Still, all was quiet. Carefully, the man pushed the door open.